To talk about justice for a few moments. What is justice? And I've said this for the last 50 years as I was preaching. We all want justice, don't we? We all pray for justice. We all pray that for the right and for there be the right and there is a wrong. We have to have a right and a wrong to have justice, don't we? It's not relevant. It's not something we make up. It is what God says in His Word. For nearly 200 years in America, we had a standard of right and wrong, didn't we? And we know what the right and wrong was. And what is justice? And justice is a debt that society owes to its constituents, to the living and to the dead. Justice is a debt that society owes to its constituents, the living and the dead. The living and the dead. Now, back in the age of conscience, we had a flood. And God destroyed the earth by flood because of violence. Man is basically an outlaw. Man has to be controlled because he is a sinner by nature. God set forth a responsibility to scatter. And by the way, God divided the earth at this period of time. This is when the continents began. And they did not scatter. And He brought confusion of the languages and also the division of the earth. But when God set up government, He set up rights and wrongs. Now, basic government, the debt that of justice that government owes to its constituents is that there is a law of right and wrong. We know what right is, and we know what wrong is, and when we do wrong, we're punished for our debt to society. People go to prison because they've done some horrible crime. And when they serve their time in prison, their debt is paid to society. Now, the basics of human government is that the government will protect the innocent from the guilty. They will protect the victims from the perpetrators. And they will punish the perpetrators according to the crime in theft and etc. Down in San Joaquin Valley, it's becoming so bad. Crime is becoming so bad. And one of the main reasons is the illegal immigrants coming in there and stealing. And they don't do anything to them. They don't even send them back. I had one of the farmers the other day tell me that they knew the people that had come into their property and stole their property. And they called the sheriff, and the sheriff didn't even want to take a report. He said, "I'm only doing this so you can turn it into the insurance company. We're not going to come out and do anything. We're just going to take a verbatim, you know. We're not going to do any verification. We're not going to take any fingerprints." Had another friend that was an ex-sheriff's officer, and he had moved over by Valley Baptist Church from East Bakersfield, and he had a camera outside of his house and a camera in the house, and a illegal alien neighbor came in there that was a drug pusher and a drug addict and a sex trafficker and everything else you could think of. He was into all of it. He went in there and took the camera right off with his face looking right in the camera. He called the sheriff's office. This is an ex-sheriff now. He called the sheriff's office out and said, "Are you going to go get him? He stole the camera, but the recorder, he didn't know where it was." So the recorder was there. They had his face right on there. They had him stealing and going around and in the different rooms and stealing and taking off with the objects. And they wouldn't even go arrest him. They said, turn it into the insurance company. That's why you pay insurance. That is not justice. When somebody kills somebody, look what happened here in America through all the last year with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Killing, raping, pillaging throughout the United States, and okay, it's okay. You know, they had an injustice done to them. So it's okay if they commit injustices against other victims, the innocent. That's not justice, people. That's not justice. In the book of Deuteronomy, and the book of Deuteronomy is the second giving of the law. In the book of Exodus, it gives the law, but in Deuteronomy, those people that had all died, the people that all died that heard Moses giving them the law the first time, so now Moses gives them the law again for the living. I said, justice is a society, a debt that society owes to the living and the dead. If a man is killed, or a woman is killed or murdered, society owes a debt to the dead that they were going to punish the perpetrator, the murderer, for the crime that they committed. And the crime of murder, if it's premeditated murder, is death, supposedly, according to the Bible and according to the laws. Rape and child molesting, the crime for that, the punishment for that is death, originally. We look at society today, and it has a great big deficit. Especially when they make right wrong and wrong right. There's a great big deficit. Society is kaput. Society has totally failed. If you don't know what right and wrong is, and what truth and error is, you can't say a skunk is a kitty cat. You can't say a kangaroo is a shark. Facts are still facts. Society is a debt, or justice is a debt that society owes to the living and to the dead. To the living and the dead. In Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, it says in verse number 16, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that you may go well with you in the land which the Lord gives you, that maybe you will have a long life, as your mother and father did. Honor your mother and your father. Do honor them. Don't steal from them. Don't rob them. Don't kill them. Many parents are killed by their children for lack of medical treatment. We know that. I've seen it. Many children deprive their parents of their home. They steal their home, steal everything and money, all the money out of the bank. And boy, that's a terrible crime. That's murder. That is terrible. The crime in the Bible for that was death. To rob them. The Pharisees were robbing their mothers and fathers, and Jesus condemned them. Woe unto you, Pharisees, scribes, and hypocrites, for you make widows destitute and orphans destitute. Justice is a debt society owes to its constituents. Living and dead. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not murder. Now, it doesn't say thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt not kill in King James, but it doesn't say that thou shalt not kill. It says thou shalt not murder. You know, in war, and even in protection, police officers sometimes kill people. Many times police officers are killed. Police officer is a go-between for you, between you and the criminal. It should be. There becomes corruption in every avenue of great power. There is a chance of corruption. Do you know that? You know there have been corrupt sheriff officers and deputies in history. People have been killed. I had a contract put out on me by a sheriff's officer. That sheriff's officer was corrupt. Marilyn, you know that. You know who I'm talking about. He was going to shoot me and get me out of the way, so his lover could have control over everything I had. That's corrupt. That's misplaced authority. We have it in the land today. We have an absolute, what we might call, a violent takeover. And we're not supposed to say anything about it, of course. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Is it really? Is right really wrong and wrong is right? It says, you shall not murder. You shall not... I mean, there are people in the wars that killed many people. I know men that killed hundreds of people, and this scripture right here bothers them. And I said, did you murder them? I had to kill them because I was ordered to kill them. You were a soldier. You were doing what you're supposed to. Is a hangman a murderer? Or is he an officer of the court? Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It talks about not going after your neighbor's wives and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, these people back here could have four or five wives. But they weren't supposed to go chase somebody else's wife down and run around and commit adultery with them. Sneaking around and stealing the affection from somebody else's wife or somebody else's husband. You shall not steal. Why, guess what happened when the Zacchaeus came down out of that mulberry tree? Lord, Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come here, I'm going to have dinner with you today. Lord, everybody that I've cheated and done everything else, I'm going to pay back sevenfold. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, this and this and this. What was he doing? He was confessing his sins to God and said, I'm going to straighten up right now. He stole. Not only did he steal, but he bore a false witness. You have to realize back then, a tax gatherer, you see, Zacchaeus was a tax gatherer. There was another one called Matthew, too, wasn't it? I guess Matthew was an honest man because it didn't say anything about him going to go back and pay everybody back that he'd robbed and bore false witness against. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Boy, the news media is on fires in hell today. Aren't they? Mm-hmm. Their feet ought to be burning up. Their pants ought to be on fire. Boy, we've got this rapid, rabid mess in America with the news media. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And society also has to punish the criminal to protect the innocent. We ought to have a little more Sergeant Fridays in the world. Just the facts, man, just the facts. We want to know the facts. Don't cover up the facts. We want to know the facts. You see Perry Mason on television, in the old time television, that is, going in and uncovering the victims and uncovering the real perpetrators. You ought to read the book, He Made It Safe to Murder, the life of Mo Man Pruitt, that took every criminal that he could get and got him off the death row and got him turned loose back on society. But even Moman Pruitt had a conscience. Moman Pruitt was a young boy. Two times he was put in prison when he was a young boy. And he was falsely in prison, and he shook his fist at the judge, and he said, "When I get out, I'm going to become a lawyer, and when I get out, I'm going to turn every criminal loose on you, and I'm going to show you that your system doesn't work." And he did. Hundreds of criminals he turned back loose on society, but one time, he got one man off that was a murderer and a thief. And he didn't set him free. He did not ask for him to be set free because he was a dangerous, dangerous man. And they sent him to prison and he went to the prison warden and he told the prison warden that man was guilty of murder and theft. I got him off. But don't you ever parole him. Don't you ever put him out. He'll rape your wife and cut your throat and he'll steal everything you've got or anybody else that gets in his way. And you tell any warden ahead of you, do not let that man out. Do not let him out. See, Moman Pruitt, he had a debt to society, and he tried to keep that debt. He may have got the man off, and he wasn't hung or wasn't shot or electrocuted or gassed, but he was supposed to be a lifetime in prison. Mm-hmm. Charles Manson came up for parole, and they wanted to turn him loose on society again. Got a book in here called Helter Skelter, tells you all about that little escapade. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Under the law, under the Mishnah and the Talmud, if you bore false witness against your neighbor and you took him in there and you went to court and the neighbor was considered innocent, then you had to hang for his crime that you accused him of. That'll teach him to bear false witness. I went to court and I saw stacks of false witness statements. I couldn't believe that this was going to a court of law. But you know, sometimes a court of law isn't really a court of law at all. Because there has to be justice. You shall not cover your neighbor's wife and you shall not desire your neighbor's house. That's how you can cheat the neighbor out of the house. Had a lawyer one time trying to cheat me out of my home. Tried to get me to sign my home over to him. I said, N-O. No. He coveted his neighbor's house. His field or his maidservant or his donkey or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. People need to be informed of what right and wrong is. It's a debt society owes to its constituents. I had people that I know well that moved from California because they weren't going to send their children and their grandchildren to schools in California that taught homosexuality is okay and it's an alternative lifestyle. And by the way, if you're heterosexual, you're wrong. That means that is wrong is right and right is wrong. The murderers turn loose on society, the thief and the robbers turn loose on society so they can do it again. 92% of the people that were held in the border were criminals, either already prosecuted or in the prospect of being prosecuted for crimes. And yet they were supposed to be turned loose on society. Somebody's wrong someplace. There has to be right and wrong. Justice, what is justice? Justice is set down by these rules right here. The God that made us set these rules down. People don't even know whether they're male or female today. And society isn't going to tell you you're a girl or a boy. You got to decide that for yourself. Don't people have enough sense to look between their legs and figure out what they are to begin with? What's wrong? What's wrong with society? Is there no justice? Is there no reality? Is a skunk a leopard? Is an elephant a mouse? No. We know what a mouse is. We know what an elephant is. But can we really say that anymore? Is that allowed? Freedom of thought? Is that allowed? Now these words the Lord spoke to all the assembly at the mountain, from the midst of fire, and of the cloud, and of the thick gloom, and a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone, and gave them to me. We know what right and wrong is. I've always been an advocate for freedom. Freedom of religion. Freedom of thought. But that freedom that we have is limited by according to what is right and wrong. Our freedoms are limited according to what is right and wrong. We have to have a standard before we can have justice. Now what happened to that black person that was killed by the sheriff's officers, and we had all these Black Lives Matter all over the world, but Black Lives Matter is not over Black Lives Matter either, is it? How many white people were killed? But if you kill a white person, it's okay. If you kill a person of color, it's not okay. What's wrong? We had two senators stand up and said they would not elect to put anybody in offices that wasn't a person of color. Is that prejudice? Is that justice? I think a person ought to merit the job they have. They ought to merit it. They ought to honestly strive for it, not dishonestly strive for it. Everything else is an outlawry. I put a little post up here a while back. If anybody sneaks into the United States unlawfully, they should never have any rights, nor benefits, nor shall they ever be able to seek citizenship. Do it right or don't do it at all. Period. That's it. There has to be right and wrong. Justice is a debt society owes to the living and the dead. I know if you listen to me, I talk about my heritage. I'm American Indian. I talk about my family, and we were done wrong. But my father fought in World War II. He was a Cherokee and Lakota Indian. He came back from World War II with his mind completely scrambled. And he died within a few years. His mind was completely destroyed. He gave his life for this country. For what? So that we can have justice and freedom. Let us remember everyone, my father, my grandfather, my uncles, many of them were men of the law. My great-great-grandfather, the real Rooster Cogburn character, Sam Paul, died in a political assassination. 100 years later, they found out he was right. Back then, he was a traitor. He tried to save our people. He wanted justice for our people. Justice. What is justice? It was what he was trying to give to them right then. But they murdered him. Now, he's a hero in the Chickasaw Hall of Fame. My cousin was killed in the line of duty. He was a sheriff's officer in Oklahoma. His name was Billy Paul or Will Paul. We got a lot of Willie Pauls in my family. George Paul, the famous bull rider, that's my cousin too. Willie Paul went up to a... He stopped a man driving a motorcycle that had saddlebags on it and everything, and the tags were out of date and not right. He stopped out, and he was going to go talk to the man and find out if there's anything he could do to help him get the thing legally straightened out. He got up to the man, and the man reached in his saddlebag and pulled out a .45 Colt pistol and shot and killed him. Justice is a debt society owes to the living and my dead cousin. And my dead great-great-grandfather. In 1905, Oklahoma was about to become a state. And they started auctioning off Indian lands. And they made them sign a new treaty called the Dawes Act. And my great-great-grandfather, or my great-grandfather, that is, name was John Wilburn. And John Wilburn didn't want to sign a new... You know, by the way, about 70% of the Cherokee Indians would not sign the Dawes Act. And not one of them have any benefits today. That should be changed. They gave it all. My grandfather's land was auctioned off for white lottery. And they told my grandfather that his land was not his land anymore, and that if he kept trespassing on his land, that they were going to kill him. And he had pigs and goats and chickens and everything. And by the way, he looked a lot like a white person. A lot of my family looked like white people. They weren't, but they looked like white people because they were not dark Indians. They were tall and light, complete bronze. I'm bronze. He went to open his gate to put his cattle and sheep and goats into a pasture, and they said, "Mr. Wilburn, stop right where you are. This is not your land. We're going to kill you if you get out of that wagon." And they shot and killed him. He said he wasn't going to sign any more treaties because they weren't good for the other treaties weren't any good either. As long as the grass will grow and the wind will blow and the water will flow. That was the treaties. Some of those promises need to be kept. That's the debt society owes to its constituents living in debt. Some of these things were really bad. Abraham Lincoln now is a criminal. Yet he gave his life for the freeing of the black people in America. But because he said that they weren't quite equal with the whites, that he's a bad person. And all the schools should have his name taken off of them and everything else because he was racist. He wanted also to relocate those people and put them in a country where they could take care of their own and it would be a kind of American colony, yet they would have freedom. Because he said there will always be trouble in this country between the blacks and the whites. Was he right? James Monroe, the man I was, you know, Indians named their kids after presidents. Sometimes I was named after James Monroe, President James Monroe. James Monroe wanted to start a colony and to free the blacks and put them in a place, and they called it Monrovia in Liberia. Same thing as Lincoln. Many of the presidents didn't believe that. And they were going to take Thomas Jefferson's name off of everything because he used a black girl for a slave. A sex slave. Miss Sally Hemings. Sally Hemings was three-quarters white. Was she black or white? She's three-quarters white. Okay, she was a slave, but she wasn't a slave. Thomas Jefferson's father-in-law was her father. And Thomas Jefferson's father-in-law was his wife's father. Now, Thomas Jefferson's father had this black, half-black slave girl. Her name was Elizabeth. And he had six children by her, and he treated them pretty good. But when he died, that estate went to Thomas Jefferson. Every one of those family at Thomas Jefferson's death were all freed. Those children were three quarters white and one quarter black. Thomas Jefferson's children by Sally Hemings were 7/8 white and 1/8 black. And nearly every one of them could pass for full blood white. Sally Hemings in the movie, we have Jefferson in Paris, and they have this little black girl playing Sally Hemings. Sally Hemings didn't look like that, people. She looked white. Thomas Jefferson probably would have married her, but it was not open to society to do that, but he treated her like his wife. She had a lot of privileges, and she was always near him. And when he died, she was freed with all her children and his children. And now we know that through DNA that really he was their father. Right and wrong. Society would not have allowed him to have that black girl, but she, actually that one quarter black girl was the first lady of the United States. The first so-called black first lady. She was one quarter black. One quarter. Maybe a little darker complexion, maybe a dark brown hair with brown eyes with color in them. We don't know because there are no pictures of her. But they say she could pass for white. Not only that, she looked a whole lot like Thomas Jefferson's wife. They were sisters, half-sisters. You'll never really know all of that story because it had to be covered up. He was maligned in the press all over because he was living with this slave, Dusty Sally, so to speak. I'm sure he loved her, and I'm sure she loved him. But society was not such as then where he could openly do that at all. The heroes in America. Some of our presidents were real upstanding people, and some of them were absolute outlaws. But right is right, and wrong is wrong. Justice is a debt society owes to the living and the dead. We can never make right all the wrongs that have been done. But I'll tell you what, we're going about it wrong. America is being divided stronger and more than it ever was. It is completely splintered all over, and I'm not too sure that's exactly what they want to do. This is horrible. We don't even have justice. How can we have justice when we don't know, when we're not told, when we're told that right is wrong and wrong is right? George Floyd was a pretty bad boy. He had done a lot of things. He'd been in trouble a lot. He was a victim of somebody killed him, you know, of course. They killed him, and wrongfully they thought they killed him. But he was up on charges for rape. He was up on charges for rape. He was going to be tried for rape. He also had broken restraining orders because he was violent. And yet that doesn't make right what was wrong, but I'll tell you what, it sure doesn't make all the violence across all of America on victims right at all. That is all crimes against society. The Black Lives Matter is crimes against society. All lives matter, not Black Lives Matter, not Red Lives, not Yellow Lives. All lives matter. Justice is a debt that society owes to all of its constituents, whatever color they are. About 20, 30 years ago, it was real click to be part Indian. And here's why I'm almost full-blooded Indian, and I was, you know, if people wanted me to talk at different places, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I had written books and things. Real click. But you know something? My great-great-great-grandfather was white. And I respect that man. He was a great man. My great-great-great-grandfather was a Scotchman, and he's related to Rand Paul and Ron Paul over all that Paul family, and John Paul Jones. They were all great men and are, and always will be. There is a real thing as right and wrong, and there's a real thing as justice. But what we got today is not justice, because we don't have right and wrong. When wrong becomes right and right becomes wrong, how can you have justice? Where is justice? What is justice? Our Father, we send this message out to people all over the world and to people here. Father, we pray for our nation that you see to it. And I know you can. Father, please forgive me where I failed you. And Father, help us to have justice again. We pray for justice. We thank you for justice.